There are still unanswered questions about how Adam Lanza gained entry to an elementary school and what was done to try to stop him, but it has certainly refocused attention on whether we are doing enough to keep students safe at school. Joining me to talk about it is Patrick Field, former executive director of school security for the D.C. Public Schools. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
What are the basics that schools should have in place to keep students safe?
You know, basically, you know, I feel that, you know, our children are safe in schools, you know, and shootings are very rare, you know, but I think our schools need to do a little better job in securing our campuses. As a good example, you know, a risk assessment, you know, by a qualified security expert, you know, working with the school staff and the local law enforcement, to going through that whole school to see what the vulnerabilities are. Access control is very critical at this time, as we've seen that this guy came in, basically he was unchallenged and had for free access to the children. You know, there are measures and technologies that can prevent some of the things from occurring.
Should there be armed guards at schools?
I'm a firm believer, you know. Unfortunately, I believe there should be a police officer who is well-trained, well-qualified to deal with these type of situations. But realistically, you know, the problem won't happen. But we need to make sure that we work with the local law enforcement, you know, and making sure that we have a better plan, a better response, and be more aware, you know, what's going on in and around our schools.
Cameras, access control systems, all of those sorts of things cost money in this time of shrinking school budgets. How realistic is it that those kinds of steps are going to be taken at schools across
America?
You
know, unfortunately, you know, I said this before and before, what's the price of a child? You know, we have to put these measures in place. When I was the chief down in Washington, D.C., I encountered these same issues. But I was able to come up with the funding. I was able to convince the right people. You know, so it's not a matter of, you know, we have to do it. You know, our kids need our protection. And I think it's up to, you know, the parents, the community, legislation, and everybody to really look at this situation. And, you know, let's not have this situation again.
You know, we've been talking about school security since the massacre in Beslan, Russia, years ago. How many schools in the U.S. have actually done what they need to do in terms of security?
Well, I mean, there's some out there who've done a great job, but overall, I feel that they were very vulnerable. You know, they're soft targets, and like you're saying, there's no budget available. I think that we need to really emphasize that. We need to put money there, you know, balance, you know, security and education, and it will work. You know, I did it before, and I'm doing it now. Everywhere we go, you know, we're putting these measures in place. So it's a matter of getting out there and really understanding, you know, what the concerns are.
What about parents? What can they do to try and put on pressure, if they want to do that, to try and get schools to be safer places?
Yeah, we definitely need the parents' involvement. Parents need to, you know, talk to the legislation, city council, the board members, and really emphasize, especially elementary schools, these schools need to be locked at all times. Right now, you know, they can walk in unchallenged. You know, they might have a sign at the front door. You know, a bad guy is not going to sign in. He's just going to go in and do the damage. So the parents need to get involved, really see what's going on, you know, and take, you know, the appropriate action.